Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I don't have to sit exactly in this pose anymore. The camera's off.
What a relief.
It is, actually.
So much less pressure.
You didn't even look at the camera.
No, I don't even know.
I did.
I know. I'm pretty sure I didn't pick my nose, but I was twirling. I had this habit of fiddling with my mustache. And at one point, while we were talking to Jeremy, I was doing it, and I realized, oh, yeah, I'm on camera right now. I should stop doing that.
Yeah.
So that's what made me realize, like, hey, I haven't seen what this looks like. I hope I'm not doing anything untoward.
Yes. Would anybody consider that untoward? Was it that untoward? Jeremy and Joe have their wide receiver train draft party next Thursday night at Resurgence on Chicago Street. We may go to that. I may go to that.
Good.
Seems like a good time.
I like the place. I like them. Just, I don't know.
It would be kind of funny if they traded out.
I mean, yes, it would. I don't know if I'm, we'll see. We'll see how Thursday night goes, or Thursday afternoon goes. But, yeah, it's on the radar.
A little bit like maybe going to an election night party when your candidate loses, if they draft a lineman or if they trade right. out or anything like that, you stand there drinking for 4 hours and
imagine, right? They draft, what was the center that Geary talked about? I don't remember.
That would be
the
Jackson
name.
Powers Johnson,
thank
I
you,
believe.
Right. So maybe a perfectly great idea, good player, but like the 28, the Bills do that. Like Roger Goodell says that. And I'm just like tables being thrown, like people with their hands around other people's necks, and just mayhem breaks.
Lighting
out.
Fires.
Yes, right. Just complete.
Well, it's not like anything like that is everybody, right? It can feel that way sometimes. This is one of those times where it feels like everybody is almost anybody, not literally, but everybody's sort of in agreement that this is what the Bills need. That's not even just Bills fans. That is sort of every mock draft.
Right.
And every analyst, like, of course they need to do this. Brandon Bean may not see it that way. I'm slipping in my points about their offense last year, and it, to me, holds up. They did win games, throwing the ball less. Why wouldn't, when you are trying to win a championship and your season is on the line, you do what you think you would be best at? Like, I don't buy that the Bills, let's just try this or anything like that. They leaned into it. So there's that, and I don't know. I just want to say, Bean doesn't have to, know, for one thing, that there's all this cacophony of, excitement about receivers. And when the time comes, he may not think that's the best move.
He definitely knows that there is all this noise. I mean, did you see him on Pat McAfee? Like, talked about taking receivers with every pick. Like, he knows.
Okay.
He knows. He knew about the Kyrie Elam year. He referenced it. Like, I heard is, need a corner. Well, we got a corner. He knows. I'm not saying he's sitting by a radio right now listening to us, but he knows. So, how he proceeds, I mean, I happen to think, because it fits my, you know, my preferred route here, that everything today about, you know, just, you know, we need, don't need a number one, and we, you know, just as long as we get guys that can make things happen with the ball in their hands, I'm not worried about duplicate skill sets. I'm melding Brandon Bean and, like, you know, 100 callers, okay? Like, it's not all Brandon Bean saying exactly that. But the number one thing he did say, and I just think that's what you say before you go get a guy you hope is going to be your number one. I mean, he wouldn't want to say, I'm seeking this thing, because A, if he doesn't get even a player at that position, he looks terrible. If he does get the player at that position, he's now thrust this enormous, there's going to be pressure on the guy no matter what, of course, but he's not going to want to paint a picture where the guy has to be Stephon Diggs walking in the door. He already knows plenty of fans are going to be that way anyway.
Well, the only reason I even mention whether he knows what the fans sound like or anything is because there is an aspect of this that is sort of how you look. And if he doesn't care at all about that, that's pretty special, you know, because mm-hmm. Most people would not want the day after the draft, the day after the first round, for every single radio caller and host to sound like a maniac because they think he did it wrong. So that's an interesting one, because really, ultimately, should that, what kind of importance should you place on that if you're him? Not a lot. Mm-hmm. You're going to do what you think is right. That's what he'll always tell you.
Yeah.
And they have stripped down, to maybe put it nicely, that receiver room, so it might just end up that he does what Jeremy says and just drafts whoever he wants from the list when it's 28 or sort of where you are, move up to get it even better, you know, have better odds, a good player, I guess. You know, that might end up being the thing, but it isn't a given that'll be the case. And like I've said a couple times, I just wonder if he trades back. There's still going to be receivers here at some point in this draft, you know, Friday it would seem, probably, if not Thursday, what kind of reaction there will be to that. I mean, he's not going anywhere, so it's not like
right. These
answers have to be known before the season plays out.
Panic and terror are two words that come to mind.
Okay,
if you were to trade out of 28 without a receiver on the board.
Brandon, I'm here for you.
Panic
I'm here
and
for
terror.
I don't want to. I don't want to hear that. Whoever you want, A.D. Mitchell has to be better than Leggett or Troy Franklin because he got picked earlier. Or anything, you know, the smart thing, you'll acknowledge it when you're making your argument. The smart thing is to do the other thing. Well, I think so too. And that's why I think you do it. But maybe he's got, this isn't really a Brandon Bean point, it's just sort of anybody having this moment where, like, everybody wants you to do A, but you think maybe B is the better call. It could be a little bit like that in that room this year. And, you know, receiver has been a popular idea for them for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened. Kincaid is sort of like, there's an asterisk with him that you can do what you want with.
I think I'm more interested right now in further exploring the conversation we were having at the top of the hour when we took the break about their philosophy and like how they got there. And I think it's entirely possible that they got there because they saw a drop off in Diggs's performance and it wasn't working. So I don't have a number one. Davis is what? I mean, what is Davis? He's a good run blocker. I mean, he's not a target guy, a guy that you're going to like, okay, make sure we get the ball to him. That'll make our passing game hum. I think they might have realized they were in tough there, so how can we figure out a way to do this for now? And yeah, yes, it worked. But man, I think in 2024, as much as there is ebb and flow, you know, oh, it's all offense, oh, look, defense is punching their way back into the fight, you know, all that sort of stuff that's happening, it's not as explosive as it's been, you know, last year or even the year before, as it was in 2020 or even 21. I get all that, but I still think I am in a conference with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow and CJ Stroud now and whoever else you want, if I'm forgetting guys. I mean, I heard Tasker giving this speech earlier today on my way in, and I think he might have not even mentioned Burrow. There's so many guys that you will forget guys that are really good. talking about the conference, and I need, it's an arms race. And I have the biggest arm in the world on my team, but I got to make sure I surround him with enough talent to make that really hum. And I think going to like a run heavier pivot, that it's undeniable that it worked for them last year. I don't think long range that is good planning at all.
You know that I agree with you.
Right.
I am saying I don't think that I'm not predicting that the Bills do.
Right.
Diggs' decline did not begin before the coordinator change, before this. It happened after this. It was an effect of this, not a reason for it. First nine games, 70 catches. Next eight, 37 yards less than half. Touchdown, 7-1. Like, that was by design, at least in part. And there were not, I don't know about Davis. Like, Davis had zeros all over the place. You know, he was up and down. But, yeah, like, he had a huge first half. And their offense was, the efficiency stats and everything, it was fine. And then they dumped it. They dumped the coordinator and they shifted.
That doesn't entirely line up, though. Like, his decline started before the coordinator changed, did it not?
He had one game, Denver, right? That Denver was the last game for Dorsey because always said Dorsey only got fired because they had 12 men on the field for a field goal.
Right.
So Diggs was 3-34 against Denver. His worst game before that was 6-58 and a touchdown. His best game after that was the Miami finale, 7. But, I mean, it's 70 catches versus 37. 9 games to the next 8.
All I'm saying is that we're going to argue about why they changed. It doesn't exactly, they didn't change coordinators and Diggs started dropping off. The drop-off was already happening. At least a week.
One game.
6-58 is a big day.
No, 3-34.
No, I know, but the game before that you said like
6-86 and a touchdown the week before.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
Anyway, I just think they're going, I can't believe that this group with that quarterback is going to go that route. So I think they are going to work hard as you know what to find a guy that can get them back where they need to be with this quarterback. Because I think any other alternative is you're wasting a year.
I think Brady with Carolina is interesting for this, too. I mean, we've got months to go back and forth on it. But what happened to DJ Moore when Brady took over in Carolina? He just disappeared. Like, wide receiver one, Joe Brady's NFL career, your wide receiver one's going to disappear. That's what happened to DJ Moore. That's what happened to Diggs. And who knows? Like, it's only something I bring up because we're talking about how much the Bills feel hell-bent on finding a quote wide receiver one. I'm saying, but the evidence might tell you that it's not end all be all for them based on their coordinator. Here's Jim next. Hi, Jim.
Hey guys. I know you're probably going to break soon, but you know what? I'm normally like you both where you don't want to spend your draft picks and moving up, but I don't want one of the guys that has most of the traits you're looking for. I want one of the big three, whether it's Marvin Harrison Jr., Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers. I don't want to settle for the best guys in the second tier of those three. I'm a big fan. I don't know why we're not trying to see if we can get up with the Giants and move up with them since we have, with Dable there. And if there's a way to get Marvin Harrison, he's pedigree. It's no different than like in hockey with Domi's kid and Kachuk's kid. These guys, they come out and they're ready to go. I mean, and I'm sure there's way more than that. But I know we're in a spot where it's going to cost us. But this is something that once you got rid of Diggs, I really want them to go get a stud horse for Josh. Imagine if I'm starting to ramble, but listen, I don't even want to trade for a guy or get a free agent because I want to get cheap guys. And if we can get later rounds and get more cheap receivers, that helps our expensive cap because of what we just did with Diggs. I would love to see them really pull the trigger, and I know it sounds crazy, but last year I wanted DeAndre Hopkins or Mike Evans. And DeAndre Hopkins had the one play that really helped us, that one game that really helped us move in front of Miami. But that's why you go get somebody like that. Yes, I know it's expensive. Yes, I know it's not practical. Yes, I know you're giving up a lot.
It might not even be possible. Like, you're asking, right. We do have to go in a minute, so I'll have to have you just listen to us at this point. But you're asking why no one is talking about the Giants. Do the math. The Giants pick sixth. You pick 28th. First-round pick, second-round pick, next year's first-round pick, next year's second-round pick, maybe. Depends on if that's what they want.
Yeah.
They have to want that. I mean, it's all. That's a key factor here, is what is possible to get to the top three. We really don't know yet.
Right.
But that is what it would probably cost, and that is humongous.
Yeah, I think even just the three spots from 6 to 9 makes a big difference there. And 9 is going to cost you a lot, but it's not going to cost you 1-2-1-2. It costs you 1-2-1-4. And with 2 second-round picks next year, that's I can swallow hard and go, okay. I mean, I don't love it, but I'll do it because I want the guy.
And you will find some variance in what that exact price would be, of course. Like, it's not just all cut and dried, and right. There are different value charts as well. But that's just a, like, historic move in terms of draft position to get to where the Giants are from the Bills. Thank you, Jim. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back with Josh Allen's comments from today on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.